all the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hello, friends. Hello. Beautiful day for a radio show. Current temperature in Reno, it's 30 degrees. Well, how the heck are you? I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Yeah, it's you look outside, and if it weren't for the temperature, you'd think it was another... this is winter, right? The snow is missing. What is going on, man? Where's our winter? It's already a third over, you know. And I was thinking of this. When was the last big, close everything down, over a foot of snow down here, flights canceled, stay home, snowstorm in this area? I'm thinking, I know New Year's Eve, what was it, like 3 years ago? I remember that was a big one. They closed 580 from Washoe Valley to Carson City. The one before that, I think 2017 was a big snow winter. But the granddaddy was kind of a long time ago, January 2005. That was the carport collapsing 2 foot on the ground snowstorm that we had. That was memorable. I was working at the other talk station then, and those were good 12-hour days at the station because nobody else could get there, and they liked that I walked to work. But now I'll tell you, it's starting to wonder now, starting to say, hey, this is you know, very unusual and just not right. Speaking of not right, here he is in Carson City, Craig, producing the show with all the dials and buttons. Hey, Craig, how's it going?
It's going well. Hey, yeah, and you're right. I'm not right in the head. I saw that one coming a mile away, but you still got me with it.
Well, let me see. I heard at 6 o'clock in the morning there was a big rig blocking 80. Let me check the cameras here. This happened at 6 o'clock this morning. And let's see what the
if
cameras.
If you're talking I-80 westbound, that was a bicyclist on the freeway who got hit by what they think was the big rig.
Oh my gosh!
And it closed I-80 westbound for 3 hours, which is now reopened again at Vista.
Yeah, I can see that. It's beautiful up there too, with nary a piece of winter at all to be seen anywhere. Okay, well, I'm dying to hear about your jury duty experience. We didn't have time to talk before we got on. Folks, this is all local stuff too. So we're obviously talking about the Reno or Carson City courts that you got called to jury duty.
Yes, I did. Last Tuesday, I got the pleasure of sitting in a room with 175 of my closest friends and enemies, almost being picked for jury duty. It took, like I said, about 175 people in there. And in the end, I was in the last pool of 25. And then the state attorney and the defense attorney got the room to themselves with the judge and said, okay, I'll give you this, you know, how you see it on excuse this jury or jurist for cause or whatever. And then I came back in the room and let's see, I got there. This started at 8:45 Tuesday morning and I left there at 5:45 PM.
Good Lord. Did you get dismissed?
They brought us in the room, 25 of us in the last pool. And then they read off a list of 15 names, 12 jurors and 3 alternates. Mm-hmm. And I was not called up to the front. So
did you want to be on this set?
Not necessarily. No, I mean, people don't realize it. We don't have, requirement to go into the military. But if you're a United States citizen, you are compulsory to serve on jury duty.
Yes, yes, I have heard that. That's the reason people search for excuses and such. Now, I did hear, I have no experience, but I hear the lunches provided by the court are delicious.
As long as you bring it home from home.
Yeah, you get like, what, $40 a day or something?
Now, the total right now is $65.
$65 it's up to.
Yes, but with no meals. You have to bring your own soda,
water. Oh, they don't?
No, they don't provide anything. Not as far as during selection day. Now, this jury...
Yeah.
This jury...
Boy, you get more calls than I do on the darn show, man.
People don't pay attention to the thing when it says that, you know, we're on the air. But
okay.
They had vending machines.
Yeah.
So for sodas, waters, and such. And then a bag of Cheetos in the vending machine, $3.50. Which you can get can buy down at the little mini market until you can buy that, you know, like 50 cents at the mini market.
Oh yeah, sure. Well, I was told I'm good friends with a lawyer. It comes in handy sometimes, and he says they got rid of those lunches. The reason is because the jurists, the people on the jury, they go together. You know. By the way, you make good friends. I mean, it turns kind of cliquish too. But you're on a jury, you go out together for lunch, and you're not supposed to talk about the case, but they talk about the case. And some defense lawyer will witness that and call for a mistrial because obviously the jurors, what are they going to talk about? You know, they're going to bring up the case that they're on. And so I think that's one reason they stopped that. Plus,
well, we couldn't even leave the area by the jury room, the courtroom that we were at.
Yeah.
Because our breaks were only 15 minutes long and we only got two of them.
Well, I've never been. I know of a firefighter who was called to jury duty, and it was an assault case that this guy beat his girlfriend up, and the police found him hiding in the closet. And the firefighter was dismissed from the jury, even though this case had nothing to do with a fire or the fire department. And I told him, hey, you know, maybe being a firefighter told the defense you had too much integrity. But I guess they figured, the police and the fire people, they're buds. They work too closely together. So, but I have a friend who did jury duty, and he said it was a funny case because the perp, who said he was innocent, had a very distinctive jacket with a very unique pattern, which made it very easy to identify him because it's what he wore at the store he stole from. It's what he wore on the bus he rode in, and it was what he was wearing when he got his last ID photo at the DMV.
Oh, wow. So. Yeah. Well, this case is still going on. Started on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. After the jury selection, and is projected to go through this Wednesday. Now,
what's it about?
I can talk a little bit about it now, but it is a... sexual assault case with 19 counts.
Okay.
So,
I know.
I'll be able to talk more about it next weekend when the jury has deliberated and hopefully it doesn't go any longer than Wednesday.
You just reminded me of somebody else I know. A lot of these cases too involve like a case like you just mentioned, a sex assault thing, and pornography is involved. And they will tell the prospective jurors that we have to show these images. I mean, even like sex crimes.
And that's exactly right.
And they will tell you this is going to be in court. And, of course, a lot of people will just bail out right away. They don't want to see that. And you can't blame them. But sad to say, that's what a lot of these cases are right now.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't go as fast as it does on TV. TV takes a lot of liberties. But if out of the 175, they weren't able to see the full jury,
Yeah.
Then it automatically becomes a mistrial and has to be rescheduled.
Yeah. You reminded me, too, that the lawyer I know, he says the people who say yes for jury duty, they tend to be very big Law and Order TV show fans. And they think it's just like that.
Yeah. Not
like
a
free show, free drama.
Yeah. We were told that when we got into the last selection process down to the 25 that this did involve a minor under the age of 14, and you will be seeing things that, and you know, hearing things that in explicit language and everything during this that let us know right now. So
I wonder why they dismissed you.
I don't know. I think it might have been because I presented myself as working for radio station talk radio. And that, you know, that, you know, doing what I'm doing right now, talking.
You got a big mouth. That's what you got, a big mouth.
But I'm not, I'm trying not to give away things on that are actually case.
You had fun with the jury duty thing. I had fun. I finally, all my gripes and complaints about the DMV, I finally went. My wife had to get the real ID. You know, she wants that gold star on her license. And for the very first time, I went to the DMV building. And, okay, listen, impressive building. There's like 40-some teller windows. I'd say a good third were probably open. Very confusing when you go in, folks. You probably know what I'm talking about when I say this. They have this system where you make the appointment, and then they say, when you get there, when you get inside our building, text 2 when you arrive. And so we got there, and we texted 2, and then you wait, and there's no response. And you don't see your name pop up on the waiting list on the big screen. So you end up texting 2 again and still no word. And you stand around, you wait around, and then you go to the information line. And it's a thing all newbies go through. They know you're there, but they won't tell you. And it turns out the waiting list on the big screen is backwards. The new names show up at the very bottom. I know. That's a DMV.
Well, okay. Even with the old system on Galletti Way, the new names were at the bottom. So that should have been
really?
Support. Yeah.
You're right. But the Galletti, they just gave you a number. They gave you a number, and they would call the number. What could be simpler? I really miss Galletti. I really do.
I don't miss the parking trying to get in there. Or having to be there at 6:30 in the morning for them to open at 8 o'clock, you know, and you'd still be halfway around the building.
Yeah, well, old me would be shocked that I miss Galletti. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to chit-chat till Derek gets here. We're talking health. We're going to be talking food, barbecue restaurant coming in. A window company is coming in. A lot of folks are looking for, where do I get my windows put in for my place? And reverse mortgage, yeah, if you want some cash in your pocket. So we got a full-packed show here today. Our phone number, 884-9910. We're going to touch on some local news and stuff. I got a good text about I-80. New cancer screening recommendation just came out from the American Cancer Society. The traffic sting behind the scenes. We had a traffic sting this week. Also, protests. We had protests at UNR in Carson City, anti-Trump, of course. We'll try to fit it all in. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back in a short while, FM News Talk, time 9:20.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local. It's 9:23. Let's go to the phones. Our good man John is calling from Reno about the DMV. Oh, boy. Hey, John, good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
See, I'm in Dog Valley. I'm taking my little girl for a run so she can run and play in the snow. Oh. But anyway, DMV... I was operating engineers for 25 years. If I ran my crew the way the DMV runs DMV, I would be fired in like 2 days.
All right.
The place is, you can't get anything done. It takes forever. They built this fancy new building.
I know.
When they should have left the old one on Galetti open and used both of them to help disperse. And like you said, only a third of the windows were open when you were there.
Probably less, yeah. Well, you and I, when we say these things to the DMV defenders, that their excuse is, well, these people are only earning $16 an hour. As if that's, you know, my dad would freak out hearing that, because whatever job you have, you put your full effort into it. You're not going to hold back your job effort because you don't think you're being paid enough. I just don't like that attitude, you know. John, have a safe drive. Let's move on to John calling from Sparks on the DMV. Hey, John, good morning. Glad you called. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to give a heads up. It sounds pretty exciting with all the new businesses that are starting up or opening up. And I know that in the past you talk about all the ones closing. Just found out today, after 10 years, Beer Envy is
closing, right? That's a shocker. Boy, every time I've been in there, it's been packed. But I also...
Always packed.
I hear from people... what do I hear? Oh, that they never heard of the place. Yeah, that's it. A lot of people had no idea the place existed out there at Foothill Road in Reno, up by Whispering Vine there. They didn't know about the place. The place did not advertise. I'm not saying this just because, you know, I get paid by the radio station, but you got to advertise. People didn't know the place was there. Yet it did have its crowd of loyalists, but you want more than that to survive.
If you're on Instagram or Facebook or X, yeah, I mean, they had a lot of followers. And it wasn't that they didn't advertise. It was more along the lines of people that didn't know about them wouldn't go, versus all of the bills and how expensive everything was getting.
Well, you know,
rent
I know.
Went up. You know how you talk about the rent going up?
Right.
The rent going up. Everything's going up.
Oh, yes. The rent goes up, but the companies, the restaurants, the bars that are good, that doesn't affect them because they get great business. It's the people whose food and their beverages and their service is not quite as good. That's where the rent affects. If you're great, you don't shut down. It's as simple as that. I still think it's a lack of advertising. A lot of people are not on Instagram, if that's all they did. I'm not even on Facebook anymore. But the place was amazing. I got to say, I loved it. I mean, 35 taps! 35! And they're all going to be closing, I think, in a week. Is that right, John? You seem to know about the place.
No, it's the end of the month. And they had they had 65 taps.
Oh, my Lord, we're losing 65 taps. All right, thanks for cheering me up. John, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. And quickly, too, text here from this is last Saturday's show. We don't have a lot of time to fit in all the texts, you know, during the show, but this was about our discussion, which was entitled, What Can Be Done to Solve the I-80 from Sparks to USA Parkway backup problem. And somebody wrote, you will never have, because I suggested using those train tracks and having a commuter train on those tracks. I mean, isn't it crazy? You're tied up on 80. You're sitting there. The traffic's not moving because some crash up ahead, and you're looking over and you see these wide open tracks right next to you going along 80. And somebody wrote, you'll never have reliable commuting times on a train because Union Pacific owns the rails and has priority on them. That's why Amtrak, Union Pacific has the rails, and that's why Amtrak is always late. Yeah, and I can't, honestly, come to think of it, I can't picture people here using a train. And what good, and I also thought to myself, what good does it do to be dropped off near the highway? That's where the train goes. It crosses USA Parkway there by the river. What good is it to be dropped off there? You still got a ways to go to your warehouse or whatever. And oh, by the way, if you folks been to USA Parkway lately, what used to be a gas station and a four-store strip mall, now they have hotels, several new restaurants, different cuisines in these restaurants. I said to Kathy, I said, maybe we should come out here to fill up and get dinner sometime. Go out on the town on USA Parkway. There's about, folks, seriously, about 200 companies there now at USA Parkway. And just in the past 6 or 7 months, there has been this weird increase in 80 to USA traffic. AI is not going to go out and fix this. And we were talking about how some areas, mainly west of Mustang, there's no room for that third lane on eastbound or westbound 80 there. You know, you have the cliff over the river on one side, the mountains on the other side. There was a Jeff who texted last Saturday. He wrote, here, a solution here. Check out the Blue Ridge Highway through the Blue Ridge Mountains. Look up some pictures of it on that interweb thing. It copies a lot of European mountain highways where the road is built out kind of like a deck on a house. That would be how to widen I-80. Digging into the granite would be difficult, but building out over the drop-off to the river is feasible. Yeah, look at the Galena Bridge. You know what they could do with that. Expensive probably, but feasible. It's on the interweb thing, folks. All right. Got a break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft, live and local. I'm John Potter here each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. If you want to join the conversation, we have so many fun guests here. The only time I'm going to be free to talk to you on Open Topics is today from 11:30 to noon right here. I can't wait to hear from you folks. So join us at that time. But Derek's up next, going to be talking the latest in health and such, and good news, I'm sure. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:31.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
FM News Talk Time, 9:37, current temperature 31 degrees. Check this out, Derek, the American Cancer Society's website, I'm John Potter, has just recently revised their stance on colon cancer screening. They now have issued guidelines that everybody should start cancer screening at age 45, continuing until you're 75. I think that's because after that point, well, is it you're going to go anyway? I don't know. I think the leading cause of cancer death for people under 50 in America is colon cancer. I've heard that. And if you have a history, you should start screening at the age of 45. I think that's sooner. I'm not giving health advice here because I'm an ignoramus. I don't know. Talk to your doctor. My last colonoscopy, I have to tell you this, I decided to do it non-sedated because I wanted to do it awake just to see what it was like. And here's the thing. The doctor who did it was a beautiful lady, intelligent and gracious, and also the experience was fascinating to watch on the screen to see inside your body and what it's like up there, you know, was amazing. And it's weird that the colonoscopy was a great experience. And I said to her while I'm watching it, I said, that's beautiful in there. And the doctor said, yes, isn't that beautiful? maybe being nice or whatever on her part, but don't be afraid of these things. Go get them. They're good for you. Cancer come up as a topic with what you do at brainhealthformulas.com, Derek?
Yeah, cancer's a pretty constant topic.
We're all concerned about it.
We are all concerned about it. And, you know, it's not necessarily something to be afraid of. Cancer is a natural process of the humanity. And so cancer is not a disease. Cancer is not something we catch. We don't. It's part of our genetic code. It's part of a repair mechanism. It's designed to communicate to us as the human, hey, this area of our body needs attention. We need nutrients in order to make the repairs that we can't make for some reason. And so we have, you know, in regards to the article you read, John, colon cancer is a big issue. Science and medicine, I don't believe, have many answers for colon cancer. And the one thing that I know is lactoferrin is a protein, by the way, from high fat dairy products. Lactoferrin can actually repair the colon. And same thing with myo-inositol, which is in cell repair. So both those components can be a preventative for colon cancer.
The body tries to fight cancer, right?
Well, cancer, the body doesn't fight cancer.
Oh, it doesn't.
Cancer is part of us. It's part of our genetics. So we don't necessarily have an immune system to cancer because cancer is part of us. And so when science tries to kill cancer, this is why when we do chemo or radiation, that process is killing 10,000 healthy cells to one cancer cell. So there's more damage to the body than it actually has benefit to. And so it's kind of interesting where you can study some research, you can read some, do some research on it yourself. And you know, I don't have any answers for it. I know we've been able to.
Is that the best we have?
That's the best known from a science and medicine place is chemo and radiation. We've been able.
What about alternate?
Oh, I've developed formulas, protocols for people who have with three different types of cancer. I mean, those are the only opportunities I've had. And we've been able to reverse three different types of cancer using my formulas. So I know it works. So if you have cancer and you refuse to do traditional methods of science and medicine, then you're looking for alternatives. I can't guarantee anything, but we've had 100% success rate to this point in reversing cancer.
Outstanding. I took my Dopexol this morning, and because I'm being very miserly about it. You know, I don't take it every day. Days where I have to perform, like if I'm going to a party or something, or doing this show, that's when I take my Dopexol, which brings out the alertness. And the joy of life is the best way I can describe it, the serotonin, the such. Now, you've had great testimonials on Dopexol, I would imagine, because I feel great.
Yeah.
So what are your testimonials telling you? And it's a rather new product of yours.
Yeah.
Dopexol. What is it again, basically?
So So here's some interesting facts for everyone, because I just read this article recently. I don't think I mentioned it last weekend. So what I found recently is as we age, this starts from the time we're born, we start to produce 10 to 20% less dopamine every decade we're alive. So now if I look at aging, right, we all get to 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. From the time we are born, we start producing 10 to 20% less dopamine with every decade we are alive.
That sucks.
So by the time we're 50 years old, we might be at 50% dopamine production because, you know, 0 to 10, you're at, say, 100%. 10 to 20, you say maybe 90%. 20 to 30, maybe you're at 82%. 30 to 40, maybe you're at 76%. 40 to 50, maybe you're at 65%. And then numbers start going less and less and less. So I believe dopamine is the key hormone that regulates our nervous system. And so as we age, we tend to be more sick. And so the nervous system is our electrical communication, not only from the brain, within the brain, from the brain to the central nervous system, which is in the spine, also from the brain to the body. So if dopamine is a primary hormone that communicates and is our electrical communication from the brain to the body, and we have something like neuropathy, we can't feel our toes get cold, our fingers get cold, abnormally, something like type 2 diabetes, you know, any miscommunication or lack of communication from the brain to the body can be due to lack of dopamine, which is what Dopexol is designed to do. So not only does it activate the production of dopamine, We also provide nutrients to rebuild the receptors all at the same time. So we actually it actually generates a continual flow of not only activating dopamine, but we're also repairing the receptors so we can actually gain ground on the whole in the whole process. So we stop the deficiency and provide a better quality of life. So it only balances mood, balances emotion, and also balances our immune system and our nervous system all at the same time.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. What are the testimonials? What are they saying?
Oh, they're everything from reducing cortisol levels, reversing neuropathy, to improving toenail fungus, things like improving hair growth. I actually had a friend of mine who's in his early 70s, still works full time as a computer scientist. He called me out of the blue because he's like, I don't know who I'm calling because he kind of lost his memory. He's like, I don't know what I've been doing for the last week. Can't function, can't think properly. And so I actually drove to his house and gave him Dopexilin Restore, and I just sat with him for a while because he just called the one number he recognized on his phone because he didn't know anyone else. And so I gave him Dopexil, and I brought Dopexilin Restore. And within about 20 minutes, I could see a shift in energy. And then about an hour later, he's like, Derek, when did you get here? How did you get here? Why did you come? And he's like, because you called me because you couldn't think, you couldn't function properly. And so it was scary talking to him because he had no memory of who he was calling or why he was calling. And so it's like he flipped into like this dementia state where he didn't know anything anymore. And so we just kind of walked him through the process and fired up dopamine receptors, and everything slowly turned back on. Within 24 hours, everything shifted. And so that, to me, that was a pretty good testimonial for dopamine is a significant factor in dementia.
Dopexil at brainhealthformulas.com. I was just texted here a question from a producer, Craig, in Carson City. It's not a big deal. This guy was dismissed from jury duty. So the question is, what helps with lymph system function? I believe this is something that a caller asked him to ask you.
That's a great question. So the lymph system has to do, lymph is like a set of, we'll say hypothetically, it's like a check valve for the lymphatic system. So it's like, those are like receptacles to kind of purge toxins that build up in the lymphatic system. And that's kind of what the lymph node is. It's multifaceted system. Dopexil is going to have an effect on that. Something like lactoferrin is going to have an effect like that. And cell repair actually repairs the lymph nodes themselves. So those are three components that will have a direct effect on the lymph system and lymph nodes and the entire lymphatic system. And so Restore is going to pair very well with those as well, because that's going to engage communication with the brain. And when the more communication we have with the brain, the better everything works.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about Derek is going to be out in public at a special show that you're invited to. So we'll tell you about that. He's going to set up his products and such. And the whole event sounds awesome. So we're going to talk about where Derek is going to be in person, if you'd like to meet him. And also, we did mention his product, Cell Repair, in our discussion of cancer and fighting cancer. You mentioned Cell Repair. You got some interesting testimonials about that. So we're going to take a break during that time. Folks, go to brainhealthformulas.com. We'll be back very soon. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 9:48.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
So you're going to be out there. This is a first time thing here for Derek Lee that we're talking about him making a personal appearance where you can meet him. This is going to be at the Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo. I haven't heard of such a thing, but tell us about that. Is it it's open to the public? Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo. Tell us about it.
So it's 1600 Esmeralda Avenue in Minden. There's 20 to 30 natural health, I think he's a candle maker, Bee, honey. I don't know who's there.
Candle maker.
See, some people make candles. People.
Is this the ear candle thing? Or
I don't know for sure. I scrolled through it. There's Dr. Joshua Welsh and gut health lady Nicole Colici, I think's her last name.
Okay.
They're Minden, Tahoe, and they're bringing together all local holistic, I guess, healers or nutritionists. Bring them all together so we can all collaborate, and so people can be in a concentrated area to come and visit all of us. So that's a kind of like a holistic health show.
It's next Saturday.
Next Saturday from 9 to 2, and this is mostly on Facebook. I believe it's through Minden Chamber of Commerce. Is also has a little bit about it, and so yeah, there's 20 to 30 vendors that are going to be there. I'm going to be there. And Dr. Rebecca Bevins is going to be there. There's quite a few vendors who are going to be there to show what they've got and to provide information and answers and resources to help make everyone, to enable everyone to be as healthy as possible.
Minden and Gardnerville have the best events.
They do.
I swear. I mean, they have the best wine walk. No, it's fun. It's the talking to every store. Anyway, okay, Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo next Saturday, 9 to 2. At 1600 Esmeralda Avenue. What is that?
I don't know. That's where it's going to be. That's all I really know about it. Yeah.
Wow. See, a small town, easy to find. 1600 Well, what about the show here?
We're going to call in. We're going to do it live from the show.
You're going to call. You're going to be on the phone.
I'm going to be on the phone talking to you, John, live from the expo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
All right. Awesome, Derek. Good for you. Okay. Cell repair. We were talking about cancer and the new cancer screening guidelines for colon cancer. You should start screening at 45. You said that cell repair would be the one product or one of them that you would recommend.
Cell repair and lactoferrin both can combat cancer. And so it's actually about repairing the cells. So cancer doesn't form in the first place. And so once cancer understands that you're actually making the repairs, then cancer will disappear, because cancer is not attacking us. It's trying to make repairs. But if our body doesn't have the nutrients available, then it's going to keep spreading until it can be repaired.
How can you be getting testimonials for it? You don't know what's going on inside your body, do you? What effect is noticeable with cell repair?
Well, that's a challenging thing. For myself, I recognize that I don't get heartburn nearly as much at night, so I can tell that my esophagus is repairing.
Oh, I see.
People who have type 2 diabetes, their glucose numbers start to drop. People who are on thyroid medication, they start to reduce their medication. People start to skip a day with thyroid medication because they get antsy. And so that, to me, that's communication that the thyroid's repairing itself. So there's a lot of little things that we can start to notice in varying ways. Some people notice their skin's improving. And so that's another way of the small, slight demonstration that the cellular structure is repairing.
Your skin lotion is the best.
I love it.
It really is the best. It kind of reminds me of the old vitamin C lotion that I used to use. And it has a great effect. Let's go to the phones. East Bay Ray is calling from Topaz. Hey, Ray, I'm so glad you called. Good morning. Derek's here with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Derek. Good morning, Potter. Hey, I was calling about gut health, parasites. And I was watching something on YouTube, and it talked about parasites in the human body and the symptoms. And I thought, well, man, I have a lot of those. And I bought a product named Resilia. It's oregano and black seed oil. Any thoughts on that? And could you get that from sleeping with dogs, parasites? That's about it.
Thanks for calling, Ray. Derek?
Hypothetically, we can get parasites from dogs. I think it's a lot more rare than science or Facebook videos would like to promote. It's possible, though. And oregano and oregano and black seed oil specifically are great at fighting parasites and also fungus. Absolutely.
Any product you have, Derek, that would...
Lactoferrin. Lactoferrin can kill parasites because it'll destroy the food supply that they feed on. And so from a natural natural place that parasites will die innately because they don't have a food source.
All right, Ray, thanks gotcha. For calling.
Okay. Man, you hey, make... Mr. Potter, real quick. Hey, Mr. Yeah. Potter, real quick. You wouldn't know this, but the highway patrol pulled up on me, and I didn't get to hear about the dogs. Can you get parasites from dogs? One more time.
Yes, you can. It's rare. It's less likely than the public wants to make it be, though.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Right.
Take care. Thanks, Ray. You make such good sense, Derek.
I try. Hey, John, can I just thank the John McNeil who put in all of our flooring at our office for us, and he came in and did an amazing job in putting in all our flooring, and we actually passed our health inspection yesterday. And I just wanted to let everyone know that if you're looking for a contractor to do work at your house or office, John McNeil at McNeil Built is fantastic. He's honest, integrity-based, and he did a fantastic job in a very tight time frame, and we can't thank him enough.
I love recommendations. That's how I pick my people to work at the house or whatever I need. Is asking around who's good.
Yeah, this guy is great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Derek, good. Also, I meant to ask about the progress report on your new store that you are working on, but we'll do it next time.
1 week. February 2nd or February 1st or 2nd will be open.
So, folks, go see Derek at the Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo next Saturday, 9 to 2. You're invited to be there in Minden. Derek, awesome. Thank you so much for what you've done for our health at my home.